Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from the road, not at the Simply Done, the podcast network studios in the secret location in West Hollywood, California. No, we're on the road.
It's the Big Three Podcast.
I'm Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
Gary Perry because he's not here. He's up in the hospital.
Right.
We're
going
to go visit him in the hospital. Tell him about
no,
how
we
we're
will.
Outside Mole. The hospital. Mole. We're going to go up and see him.
Maul, that's the opening song. We'll do that here. Okay, what's right now, we're in Mole's car across the
pretty
Kaiser
sweet, right?
Permanente. A lot of stuff in
here,
Mole.
Do you see how I hot glue gun that thing on there?
Is that hot glue?
It's really tough to get the
a lot
old
of
chamber water out of there, but
a lot of sparkles. Wow. I've never seen anybody with one. What is it? 8 dice hanging from your mirror. Do you ever get stopped by the cops for that?
You know what? You know what happened is they fall off, and I throw them at cars and stuff.
If you didn't hear, Perry had some serious problems. As you know, he went in for his neck operation. Then he was released, and a couple days later, he had to go back for a checkup, and they found a blood clot.
Which is gross, because he can have an anabananalism.
Yeah, or a heart attack, a stroke, so many things. So this is kind of serious and kind of sad, but
also kind of funny, because
yeah.
He did get it from breaking his neck skateboarding.
In his
did
40s,
he skateboard again?
He
is that
up.
How he got the blood clot?
No, it wasn't him skateboarding. I think from the operation it clogged, but they've put him on blood thinners. So we're going to visit him for the first time. We're going to take the show in there. We're going to do a few bits. This may be a very abbreviated show, but we at least wanted to do something.
But I would like to say that this very special Perry Second Surgery blood clot episode is also our Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And then we're going to take some time off until Perry gets better and he can come back to the studio, because I think it's way too hard to do it this way. Do you agree, Mole?
Totally.
It's not that we don't care about the fans. It's just that it's so hard to do. And Perry really legitimately this time is sick. This isn't him having that Miranda girl tell him not to come. Or what else has he used as an excuse, Mole?
The time he had to go to court to sue his family all the time.
Yeah. What we should do is really, we'll take time off from doing the podcast. It probably at the beginning of the new year will be our next podcast. Oh, my God.
That stuff. This is the lies.
You got a lot. But when I brought down the visor, what is this? 3, 4. It's got to be at least 10 joints here. Why would you have joints in your visor?
To bribe cops if I get pulled over.
Yeah.
They're all stoners. Hey, let's go see Scaremaster.
All right, so here
Merry
we
Christmas.
Are at the Kaiser Permanente in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard. The next stop we have is going to be in Perry's room. Merry Christmas to everybody. And it's off to see Perry.
Hey, show everybody what we're parked in front of.
Oh, we should mention that before we go in. The Church of Scientology. You had a little song that you were singing a little earlier.
Church of Scientology. Church of Scientology.
Church of Scientology. Mole, we're in the elevator.
From when we went to the hospital.
We're in the hospital.
Tell you what,
right now,
it's
hospital.
Nice to be in a hospital and have it not be for burns.
We're here with, so it's Mole, myself.
Yes. And Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello.
There we did.
Oh, we forgot to get flowers to put into the pee bucket.
Hi. We're here to visit Perry Caravello.
5114.
Thank you. I can sign some pictures if you'd like after, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
See you guys.
Oh, is he sleeping? Can we say hi?
He looks so peaceful.
Hey,
like
Scaremaster.
Dead.
Hey, how
stay
are
down.
You?
Stay down.
Stay down.
Stay down, dude.
Can we turn this crap? No, don't.
Stay
don't
move. Down. Don't move.
Don't move.
Crippled mother. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, can we pull this shut? The curtains?
It's Mole from the podcast. You know who it is? You know who it is? It's Mole from the podcast. Oh, wow. How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, Scaremaster.
No. You too, buddy.
What's that?
Good seeing you too, buddy.
It's Dan from the podcast.
Don,
do you
Dan.
Remember me?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember me?
Dan and Mo, remember Big
Three.
Big Three.
Do you remember?
Big Three.
Big Three.
Hold on one second.
I love you, Mary Jane.
Get the...
My sweetheart.
You're really hugging, dude, and you're really unshaven.
Hey, will you get the...
Man,
hold on.
You look crazy.
You sure do.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob is just...
Okay, turn the TV off, Mo. We don't need to watch SpongeBob.
You guys seen this one?
No, I don't. No, Mo, turn the TV off.
Mr. Krabs getting married, dude. Mo.
Okay, Mo, turn the TV off. That would help everybody.
All right. Now, how do we make your bed go up and down?
You don't.
Here, hold on to this.
Wow, dude, it's great to see you, Scaremaster.
It sure is. How are you doing?
I could be better.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel a lot better today than I did.
Is there any lights in here? Hey, can we shut this just so we have a little privacy? Is that cool? Yeah. We're saying some prayers, and I hate to... Okay, thanks.
I'm not to get excited, okay?
No, don't.
What's that?
Excited.
Don't get me excited.
Okay, well, here's what
we're excited to see you.
What we're going to do, we're going to do a podcast from in here right now,
okay.
So we're recording everything. So we're going to go through some regular bits. But first of all, tell us what happened so the people at home know.
All right. I was coming into the hospital to get my stitches removed. And as the doctor starts removing the stitches... He sees that there's a blood clot and immediately stops and says that we got to do an emergency surgery on you because we're going to have to go in and remove that blood clot.
Perry, how come your heart rate went flat? What does that mean?
Flat?
I was joking.
Push those buttons over there, dude.
Don't you push nothing.
Don't push nothing is double negative. You're saying, if I don't push nothing, it means I have to push something.
Look, if you touch any of these fucking buttons, I'll have you thrown out of here.
Okay, Perry, relax. Fuck,
you got to be an idiot.
All right, he's always an idiot, so what's new? All right, so tell us what happened now.
When I came in to get the stitches removed, he starts removing the stitches and sees that I have a blood clot.
How do you see that?
I don't know how he saw it. But it was part of what was happening when he was removing the stitches. I guess blood started spurting out of one of the stitches.
Awesome.
It's
not awesome, asshole.
It's
not awesome, you fucking asshole.
You know? It's like
awesome.
Saw 3.
It's called fucking danger.
Yeah.
Okay? It could have killed me. All right?
No, it couldn't have killed you, man. Danger does not kill the Scaremaster.
Thank you. Anyway, so he stopped with removing the stitches, and I went in for an MRI, for another MRI, to see, you know, how bad my bleeding was.
I had an MRI, but I switched to Sprint a long time ago.
No. An MRI is not a phone company. Okay,
oh my God!
Go ahead. Continue on with the story.
MRI to Sprint. That is funny though.
Perry, keep in mind we're doing a show.
I know.
Pick
I know.
Up
I know. I know. I know.
Add
I know.
Some excitement to it,
dude.
Okay?
It's hard to add excitement when you're in my condition. Okay.
Yeah, but not impossible. Not for the Scaremaster. If anyone can do it, if
thank
anyone
you.
Can make it an
thank
exciting
you.
Adventure in the bed when you got. Tubes coming out of your stuff, and you got a neck brace, and you
thank
got
you.
Your whole genital shaved for no reason.
Do you have your genitals shaved?
No.
Can we get a picture to see?
But you shave them anyway, not for the procedure. You just shave.
I shaved them anyway. Yes.
So right now you got a beard. Let me see.
Oh jeez.
Wow.
Please put that away.
Put it away. They removed the catheter today, so that's why.
So that's why we're here.
That's
to
why,
celebrate.
Yeah. All
right, so congratulations, ladies. Please don't touch me with that hand ever again.
So what happened now? So you had the surgery.
So then
the next
I had
morning.
The surgery, and My hands feel a lot better today.
Oh, your shoulders feel good and your arms got some better sensation now? That's great to hear.
What are they saying about the blood clot? Are they going to have to give you blood thinner?
No. They removed the blood clot.
But could it come back?
No.
You're sure?
Yeah. It was...
Like, I mean, did they dispose of it or could it, like, crawl back?
It was a different... See, with this type of surgery, it's something that actually happens. When you have this type of surgery.
But now it could have gone into your brain or into your heart, right? This could have been very, very dangerous.
It could have, yeah, it could have been real
dangerous. How do we know it didn't?
Slap him for me.
No, why do you want to start violence? Oh, you're joking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just, you got everything on time. That's why I have a doctor named Dr. Brera.
Dr. Brera?
He's the specialist.
Really?
He's the specialist. Don't write on the board. Do not write on the board.
You can write, you can write whatever dope you want to get. No, right. I know what dope to write on here.
Maul.
Oh, my God.
Stop erasing things.
What, it was erasing stuff?
No, I just switched.
Well, don't erase. No, don't do that. Maul, just, no. No, it's not even your handwriting.
You're in trouble. I'll get you in trouble right away if you do that.
No, don't get me in trouble. Seriously, don't get me in trouble, buddy.
I'll get you in trouble real fast.
Do not get me in trouble real fast, please. Listen, can I ask one thing, though? Can I push one button and not get thrown out?
Let him push one button.
The red one. How are the nurses? Maybe we should do guy talk.
You want to start out with guy talk?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right, then let's do this. This is usually a little earlier than we start, but here it is. Three guys just sitting in a hospital room after a neck surgery talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Ooh. All right, now we're back here talking about the ladies. Now, Perry, you're in a hospital.
There's one nurse here that when I was here the last time, two rooms over, her name's Martha. Mm-hmm. This chick is fucking gorgeous.
Now, how did she work with you? What did
she gave me a sponge bath.
Oh, shit.
It's not Martha Walla.
No. You don't know.
She's the fan, right? That's Alex and Martha.
They have the Parents Council on podcasting.
Oh, they're the ones that came down recently about that Best of show we did the other day.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk about that. So that's not for guy talk.
Okay, all right, go on. So you got this girl, Martha's. Wait a minute, let's set the scene. Martha's in there. She's giving you a sponge bath. Oh. Is there anybody in here?
Just her and I.
Talk about the lighting. Is it candle lights or do you have
regular lights? It's lights like we got in this room right now.
Did you ask her?
She said, I'm here for your sponge bag.
No, she came in and she says...
What's she look like? Tell us what she looks
brown
like.
Brown hair.
Definitely a chick, right?
Yo, of course.
What do you say? Spanish. Don't say of course, dude.
Definitely a female.
Okay.
Definitely a nurse. Beautiful girl. She had a look kind of like I'm trying to think of her name.
Florence Nightingale?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And she's giving you a sponge bath?
Oh,
like,
dude.
Wait a second.
She had a Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Can't Hardly Wait Jennifer Love Hewitt or Ghost Whisperer Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Can't Hardly Wait.
Carson Daly, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so now.
She's got me off. She's got everything off of me.
Now she's got.
And she's sponging me down.
Are you getting hard?
And I couldn't. I was way too drugged. I even told Sammy about this. He was like, oh, man. He goes, I feel sorry for you. He goes,
Sammy, your cousin.
Yeah,
right?
My cousin, okay. Sam. He goes. My dick would have probably shot to the sky right away.
That's Sammy
to
for
the
you.
That is,
yeah, my cousin gets a hard on almost anything.
You guys talk about your cousin.
Yeah, we talk about chicks all the time.
Yeah, but that's not talking about chicks. That's talking about his boner.
Well, who gets you a boner, right?
That's whatever. I'll talk about that, but
talks about who.
But guy talk really isn't talking about like our boners.
No, you know? Let's get back to the Martha, giving you the sponge bath. You can't get hard because you're so drugged out. Let me right now, it comes time. And clean up down in this area right here. In this area right here. Right in this
cleaning
area.
My private parts.
Right in here.
Yeah, she's cleaning my private part. Stop slapping me. Stop slapping me.
All right, I just want to make sure that you understand where.
I know exactly where.
Did you like her?
Yeah, I did. I really liked her a lot.
Did she clean your balls?
Yep.
What would that feel like? Did she say anything?
No, she held my dick with one hand and started wiping. And she's like holding up here. She's got the rag in the other hand.
Knowing you and your sense of humor, what'd you say when she was doing that?
I says, honey, I want you to come home with me and do this every night of the week forever. She goes, that's inappropriate. Like that. She goes, that's inappropriate. I go, I'm sorry, but you're doing such a wonderful job and you're so beautiful.
And what'd she say to that?
She says, again, stop it. And then I shut up.
And then from then on, you had a...
I just let her finish.
Doing it.
Yeah, I just let her finish.
Was that the last you saw?
That was the last I saw of Martha.
Do you think she told somebody that she didn't want to do it anymore with you?
Possibly.
All right. Well, any other girls, or is that it?
All the nurses here are really nice.
So that's it?
Yeah.
Martha. Well, Perry loves you, can't you see?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I thought it had all the makings of the best guy talk ever, and then you kind of let us down again.
So,
well, because like I thought it was leading towards something hot. She's got your dick in her hand.
Yeah, it was mostly talking about your cousin's boner.
Right.
No, it wasn't. I just threw that in there because of
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
As a whole.
I'd wrap up, guys.
All right, well, that was today's guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Ooh. Let me just say, I brought a couple things, Scare Master. I brought over a Snowball Sprite Slurpee.
No, thank you.
And some Armenian pickles.
Well, no, thank you.
And, you know, no, and then what you. I brought, Armenian because pickles. You're always requesting, when we have our podcast, you're requesting pie, so I brought you a pie.
Oh, Jesus.
So this is, and I brought you some muffins here. So we got, this is a good pie. What are you doing? It's pecan. It's a nice one.
Thank you.
Should we get into this, or do you want to eat it later?
Later.
All right, later. Here, well, let's put this over. Where can we put this? I want the plate back.
Over.
Yeah, hot peppers, too.
Give him a hot pepper.
I don't eat peppers. Not now.
Listen, the last mole play opened with some really, really hateful talk between the Scare Master and young Walter. And it was really, you know...
About, I don't remember what that was about.
It was really harsh. And so I listened to it, and it was like I was taken over by another person. It was like The Shining, like, Mo's not here right now. You're talking to Tony. And like in The Shining?
Yeah.
Not cool. Like,
what are you doing? What are you doing? Why?
Oh, let me do that. No, stop.
Let me help. How fast can this bed move up and down?
So I listened to it, and I was like, whoa, man, not cool at all. And then I realized that I was in a pretty bad place because I had just come to the podcast straight from little Nathaniel's funeral.
Well, wait.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
So
that's the one that he eventually killed because he couldn't go to
Scary Farm. So I felt really bad. And I really kind of took it out of the Scare Master. And I talked to these people, and they're like, you need a new anger manager. So I got to go for anger manager stuff, and I need to hire an anger manager. So what I decided to do is hire Scare Master to be my anger manager.
What?
I want to hire him to represent me as my anger manager.
And what does he have to do?
Be there to like make sure I don't...
It's like being in a 12-step program.
Right.
Okay.
Sort of, yeah. Except,
we're
not doing
you.
Any dancing in this one.
No.
There's little country.
It's like being in an AA meeting or a CA meeting, and you have a sponsor that works with you to keep your anger under control. So you're with your anger management.
Well,
I would like to hire you to be my anger manager.
But what kind of money is he going to be making?
Well,
you're interested in that, right, Perry?
That'd be nice.
Typically, it's going to be a few $100 for each meeting.
Okay.
Now, for the first two meetings, this one and the next one, that money has already been deferred, and I know that Perry would want to have done this, but I've sent the checks for the first two meetings to Nathaniel's parents.
That's fine.
And your name. So we'll see how this one goes. We'll see how the next one goes. But if we have a good third meeting, then we can talk about pay structure at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So for our first meeting in anger stuff, I think it's going pretty good. No one's angry?
Yes.
Are you angry?
No. I'm here.
What are you doing?
Let me do it.
Dude, what is that? My back hurts.
Can you do the bed? Can you do these?
Look at these. It's like Pac-Man.
Get out of here!
Stop. Why would you hit him?
Right in the beginning of as my new anger manager, you shouldn't hit me in the head. I don't think so. But maybe this is part of his radical process of teaching me anger management.
Just behave.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right? I'm writing this down. Let me write this down.
It's just hard.
Okay.
Things are very hard right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
I mean, I was in so much pain. I was in so much pain after surgery.
When are you able to go home?
Maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday.
Oh, that's good. So this is like a Christmas miracle. You'll be home in time for Christmas.
You'll be home for Christmas. You can count on scary Perry. Please have snow and something to blow.
No, don't do that.
No, come on.
Oh, what? You want me to have snow and some snow to blow? No.
You know, while we're in this holiday spirit, you know, it's time to thank one of the guys that keep playing. I like that. Keep playing.
What do you want to hear, dude?
Just the mellow.
You know what you should do? Can you play something behind me on what I'm going to say right now, just kind of as a background?
Yeah, go ahead.
Play.
Like you were just playing.
Maybe because it's Christmas on Sunday, maybe you can play some kind of Christmas song behind us.
On the harmonica?
Yeah.
All right. Since we're at the Scaremaster and all those tubes coming out of his Johnson.
Okay, well, listen, why don't you play that and I'll go into this. You know, I'd like to give a personal shout-out to a Thai restaurant that's helped us out a lot. They've given us free food for the entire year. They're one of the best Thai restaurants in all the Southern California area. And that's why we say, for the finest in Thai food...
They're great.
What the huck? And if you don't believe that they're real, because a lot of people have been saying, hey, they're not a real place, why don't you call for yourself and see... And maybe make an order. That's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. What's that number again, Perry?
323-654-7952.
That's right. That's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. For the finest in Thai food cuisine. What the Huck.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We should probably do the... To get it out of the way, you want to do the other commercial real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it fun and porn?
Right. You know, it is Christmas time, and around the Christmas time, you do need your plumbing fix, and for your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns, wrap them all into one. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Why not listen to the words and wisdom of an American hero, a guy who this past year helped America by bringing in Bin Laden with the money he put up, and a good friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim Perpetti. Listen to what he has to say.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. And think about that. That could have been you right there as the spokesman.
Look, I'm not into gay porn, and I don't agree with it, so I'd rather not talk about it.
What is he? He is a...
Jehovah's Witness.
A Javajo. Javajos don't celebrate Christmas. Well, they used to, but they would...
Never did.
Javajos would give puppies, and they would pray to each other's puppies.
That's bullshit.
That's what I heard.
Okay, then why don't you tell us how the Javajos celebrate their Christmas?
Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate holidays, period.
So there's no celebration at all?
That's right.
Except for, Passover. For 4th of July and Kwanzaa.
Passover. Jesus' Passover is the only holiday we celebrate.
Well, that's terrible. Not Passover.
It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Terrible.
Tell us, what is Passover, Perry?
It's not really Passover. It's Jesus' memorial. It's what the Bible says you're supposed to celebrate when Jesus, you know, the death of Jesus Christ. We all go... get together at the Kingdom Hall and you know, they share certain scriptures that are in the Bible, and they pass around the Jesus's blood, a glass of wine.
Whoa.
And then they pass around Jesus's
let's are you see, crying?
No, I'm not crying, I'm just sniffling.
Let's see. So you're kind of crying?
Not really. Jesus' blood, which is a glass of wine, you know, you don't sip it. They just pass it to everybody. And then Jesus' flesh, which is the bread.
Oh, God, I hope they don't pass our chocolate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Duty.
Stop being, or trying to be funny. And then they say another prayer, and then that's it. That's over.
Sounds like a pretty awesome holiday.
Our podcast is known for being about pop culture, and then we bring in
our
what?
Our own lives.
Own what?
Our own the stuff that
personal lives.
Yeah, our own personal lives.
But we're also kind of a medical drama now.
Yeah, in a way, you're right, because I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right. But we have been off for 2 weeks, and a lot of people have tried to get in touch with us, and one of the things that, besides our personal lives and pop culture that we like to talk about, we like to get close to the fans.
Cool.
It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
All right, this is a segment of the show where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here on the Big Three Podcast. And here's the best part. All you have to do to be a part of this fun is send $10 cash. No checks, no money orders, no credit card, anything else of this legal mumble jumble stuff. You keep that to yourself. Send us $10 cash, and you do that, and you'll get a mention on the show. Now, again, if you want to send in your $10, send $10 cash to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. I have an idea, and I hope that, you know, even though Perry is on suspension from not getting the shout-outs.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we haven't done a podcast in a while, and I think you brought it up to, like, 3 or 4 more weeks where you don't get shout-outs.
3 or 4 more weeks?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Right, but then we've had 2 weeks off for the best of shows. You're the one that decided you wanted to get your neck operation and have the blood clot that could have gone to your brain.
You have the blood clot. How about going fucking yourself? It's not out. I didn't decide this.
It seems like it was elective, dude, like those pec implants you got.
Yeah, right.
How about this? Today, because it is Christmas in 2 days, and because Perry is kind of up, we have a bunch of shout-outs. Well, is anybody against giving Perry all the shout-out money today?
I think that's a great idea. Or we could give it to Nathaniel's parents.
All right.
Nathaniel's parents.
Here's what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to hold up finger. You call odd or even. If you're right, you keep all the money. If you're not, Nathaniel's parents get all the money. Or... you can eat that pecan pie, the whole thing. What do you want to do?
I cannot eat the pecan pie, the whole thing, one.
Why not?
Because I'm fucking trying to get well, Jagoff.
Why would pecan pie be bad for you? People love it.
I am in the fucking hospital.
When? Now?
Yes.
Okay, so I know that. But I don't understand why you wouldn't eat a delicious pecan pie that Dan baked for you.
I did bake it, but if he doesn't want it, he can have it later. So thank now you. It's down to this. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to call odd or even? And if you get it right, you get all the $10 shout-outs.
Even.
Oh. It's odd. Forget that. He's been in the hospital. Because of that blood clot, there was a real fear that he might not be with us
at all now.
And because of the Christmas miracle, let's forget it. Even though
it was a Christmas gift because he hates that stuff as a Java
hoe. It's not like that.
What if we?
Oh, that's right.
Tied the money to a dog.
Shut up.
No, the Java hoes, they hate God, right?
They like
wrong.
They pray to dogs.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what you said.
Go fuck yourself, you lying prick.
All right. Let's just forget that.
I might be confused about other stuff.
He smokes too much dope. That's his
problem. Can we smoke in here?
No.
All right, let's do some $10 shout-outs, okay? Can you read or no?
There's so many, we should probably read them at the same time.
All right, no, because we got to get them all out there because we do have to do the shout-outs. All right, this one is kind of nice. All right, I see $10. Gentlemen, thank you for the great shows. My shout-out is simple. Please replace Perry. Thank you, James. Wear the buttons as you like. All right, there's a...
Please replace Perry.
Yeah, and then he sent some...
To the point.
And he sent in some buttons that say replace Perry. Here, Mole. Here, have a couple of them.
Replace Perry.
Yeah.
Why do they want to replace me?
I think because they think you bring this...
He's no Carson Daly.
Yeah. He's no Carson... It says, replace Perry, he's no Carson Daly. That's for you.
Tell him to go blow it out his ass. He's a loser. Here, take the pin back.
You don't want the pin?
No.
Put it on your hospital gown. It'll look nice.
It will look nice. Can I put it on your hospital gown?
Go ahead.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
True. Good point. All right, you want to do another one? Here's another one.
Look at that.
$50. Holy crap. That's $60 we're at a total of right now.
Whoa.
This is all going to you. Go ahead.
From Local Drug Search. Hey, it's Mike from LocalDrugSearch.com. Instead of my usual shout-out this week, I want to do something different for Perry. Week after week, Perry missed out on all the shout-outs due to his probation caused by his unprofessional demeanor. But after recovering from a second surgery on his AIDS-riddled neck, Perry deserves something special. So instead of a shout-out this week, I want to give Perry a Christmas card of $50 cash. To be very clear, it's not
Thank
a shout-out,
you.
But it's my Christmas gift to you, Perry. A very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone who helped make the Big Three the best podcast online this past year. Dan, Mo, Mary Jane, Lil Dan Marino, Real American Hero, Terrifying Tim, John Quincy Adams, Ruck Rock Ali, and the Ruck Nation, Yergi, Natasha, Fine Folks at Amazon Plum, ASM Plumbing and Porn, and What the Huck, and of course, Scaremaster, Cookie Caramello, and the rest of the Caramello clan, and Al Capone.
His grandfather. So Al Capone. What was your grandfather's name?
Frank Giuliano.
Well, what was his gay name?
There was no gay name.
Sincerely, Mike Tedasco. See you at localdrugsearch.com. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that was really nice, Mike. Merry Christmas to you, even though Perry doesn't believe in God. All right, let's try another one here. All right.
Jehovah is God's name.
All right, here's another $10. The Centers for Rape Awareness, 1001 Presidential Boulevard, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Caravello, we've contacted you because we need your address on a very serious matter. On several of your podcasts, you've referred to the consensual sexual exchange that occurred in 1992 between yourself and Mr. Randall Callahan as rape. By all accounts, what occurred that day was a sexual agreement made between two equally gay men.
Fuck you.
An exchange of mouth sex for hands. Let me read that again.
Does he understand what the fuck happened?
Well, he's saying here, it's an exchange of mouth sex for hand sex as part of a... Christina Applegate movie does not constitute rape. What's more...
Excuse me, motherfucker. I got in trouble because I was being a little bit overly friendly to a girl on set. Christ almighty.
It was on the 5 freeway, actually.
Yeah, well...
Let me finish this.
1992. It's almost 20 years ago.
Okay, let me continue reading.
It does not matter anymore.
Let me continue reading.
Motherfucker.
What's more is the fact that both men engaged in this act reached orgasm, proving that it was an enjoyable experience for the both of you. We here at
It was not an enjoyable experience. It was disgusting.
We here at the CRA, Centers for Rape Awareness, have done extensive research that proves that a man cannot be raped to orgasm.
In order to reach orgasm, a man must enjoy the sexual act that is taking place at least a little bit. This is a scientific fact.
That is a lie.
Please admit that you liked it at least a little bit, which is underlined and
I closed my eyes and dreamt of having sex with Heidi, the fucking hot babe that was in the, you know, the secretary when you first walk into a casting studio.
Well, they say, and please apologize for calling it rape. Also, please stop bragging about the incident on your podcast.
Fuck you.
Sincerely, the Centers for Rape Awareness. Well, they do make some legitimate gripes. They do have some. All right, let's try this one. Mole, would you read this? Mole?
Yeah.
Any money?
No money.
What's it say?
It says, we realize it's been some time since you found a film project that's gotten your juices flowing. Hopefully this is something you can get your lips around. From Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Oh, dear Mr. Adams, it says, we realize. Hi there.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you Martha?
Say goodnight, honey.
Marissa.
That's Marissa.
Oh, is Martha here?
Huh?
Is Martha here?
No.
Will she be in tonight?
Who's that?
Martha's the one that gives the bath.
She gave me a
she was
bath.
Can't hardly wait, Jennifer Love Hewitt looking good.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey.
How are you?
My name is Cesar. I'll be the nurse tonight.
Hey,
hi, how are you, Cesar? We're just giving him some money from people, well wishers right here. So we're giving him some money.
We're doing a podcast. You guys mind if we put you on the podcast?
Say hi. You like to party? You do. Who's a ticklish intern?
Good night, honey.
Good night.
Good night.
Feel well.
Thank you.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. Earlier he screamed at me.
He screams at me all the time.
That's okay. Maybe you deserve it.
No, I don't. I really... You shut your fucking mouth.
You're right. You're right.
No, I don't. I don't deserve it. I really don't.
Yeah,
I'm a nice guy.
Nobody deserved it.
No. And was he mean to you?
No. Nobody can be. He loves me now.
Oh, see?
Oh.
Very good
thank you very much. Very you seem life. Like you have a very nice attitude, and thank you for taking care of our friend.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, he'll feel better.
Thank
good.
You.
All right, well, have a very nice night, and if we don't see you, which we probably won't,
I will.
A very nice holiday, okay?
And
bye. Have a nice night. And your name again is?
Cesar.
Cesar. We will. Caesar is Cesar.
Cesar.
It's not the same thing, is it?
Same thing.
Is it? So if we called you Caesar, you would respond. All right, very nice to see you, Caesar.
Okay,
well, let's continue on. Are you ready?
Later, okay?
All right,
thank
bye,
you.
Caesar.
Thank have
you.
A good night.
So read on, Mole.
Okay. Dear Mr. Adams, we wish to submit for your consideration the feature screenplay entitled Captain Caramello, the First Homo Avenger. When a young Navy cook is injected by super sailor serum, he becomes the free world's ultimate homosexual weapon against the forces of...
Why are you trying to make it look like my father... Or my grandfather is gay. Is gay. Because that shit never went on back in the early 1900s.
Do you want to hear the story or what?
Perry, so you understand. It's a screenplay that someone is submitting to John Quincy Adams. And they're thinking of you.
Based on a true story.
Right. They are putting you in the starring role, which I think is pretty nice. Why do you guys
change some of the music? Christopher Cookie Caramello is the finest chef in the Atlantic, but it's not just his recipes that are popular with the boys. Cookie was also always willing to help a fellow seaman in need by giving oral comfort to the boys who missed the pleasures of home.
Yeah, right.
One of his boys, dreamy young ensign Bucky Callahan, soon became Cookie's constant companion. But life soon changes for Cookie. A group of American scientists seeks out the whiniest, weakest, stupidest member of the Navy on whom they wish to conduct experiments to make him into a super sailor. Cookie fits the bill perfectly. No other member of the armed service can compete with his powers in the effeminate arts. The serum is normally administered intravenously, but Cookie insists on taking it as a suppository. When Cookie emerges, he's his ultimate freedom-fighting, cocksucking, foot-licking machine. The Navy begins to use him to raise money for war bonds by having him turn tricks with rich industrialists. But Cookie soon finds out this old chump, Bucky Callahan, is captured by sinister Nazi scientist Crimson Cranium. Now Cookie must venture behind him and save his life mate. Will Cookie successfully seduce Crimson Cranium, rescue his friend, and triumph in the name of freedom? Not to be presumptuous, but we had some casting ideas for the role of Captain Caramello. We would think of no one better than the American hero and award-winning actor Tipper Pedic. Not only will his real-life exploits add to the role, but we feel that no one captures the Caramello spirit better than Terrifying Tim. As for Bucky Callahan, refusal to his an actor who started both Academy Award Picture Best Dramatic Series, Mary Morning, then Dominic Monaghan. We'd also like to recapture some of the magic of the cult classic Winnie the Pooh by offering Don Barris departed Crimson Cranium.
I'd love to do that.
Finally, we believe that Walter is the perfect choice to play the inventor of the Super Salad Serum, Dr. Hugo Hammersnatch. If you're interested in reading Cookie Caramel, the first novel adventure, please contact us via the self-addressed stamped envelope. Thank you for your time. We look forward to hearing from you. Sincerely, three big fans, Byers Coast to Fisher.
Okay.
That's really nice. Well,
down with that?
Sounds good.
Here, why don't you hand me that letter?
How much money would that pay me?
Well, it doesn't say here. Why don't you get the roll
contract
first? Yeah, get the roll first, and then you can talk all you want. All right. Should we continue this?
Yeah.
I'll read this next one. Here we go. Oh, it's from London, England. Because Perry is so good with accents, could you have him read this with a British accent? Mm. Would you mind doing that?
Not a problem.
Okay, read that from there.
Alrighty. Dear Big Three, my name is Tom, and I'm one of your growing number of British fans. I think your zany sense of humor would get over very well across the pond in El Blighty. I know some big-time comedy promoters in London who might be able to book you some very high-paying jobs. However, I am concerned that Perry won't be let into the country because, A, he's reaping ecological havoc in Canada, a former British colony, of course, by chopping down maple forests to make his skateboards. Oh my God.
Keep reading.
He's HIV positive, which is bullshit. He knows the distributors. He owns. I don't own.
Hey,
or
can I ask you one thing?
Stop
for 1 second. Would it be all right if we asked the nurses if they did find any HIV blood in you before we leave?
There just to clear no up. There is no HIV blood in me.
Can we ask them? Would you give us permission to ask, just so we can squelch the rumors?
Go get one of the nurses right now.
We will in a sec. Before we go,
his father Cookie was an intimate friend of homosexual. No, my father was not an intimate friend of gangster Al Capone, and Al Capone was not homosexual. That I know for a fact. He gained membership to the Screen Actors Guild by illegal means. I did not suck off Randy Callahan. The motherfucker sucked me off. Until I blew a load down his throat that he sucked down like it was a milkshake.
You're reading this, or this is
I'm
your...
I'm saying it.
You're kind of falling out of the British accent a little bit.
Well, because I'm pissed.
You slipped out of it.
Rather than have the Scare Master return... Rather than have the Scare Master turned away to imagination, I was wondering if Terrifying Tempur-Pedic might be free instead. Oh, fuck you.
He said that after read? Oh, he didn't say that. You did. Okay, go ahead.
It's right there.
All right, no, but you said, oh, fuck you. All right, go ahead.
He's a hero in England already for killing the Taliban, which is bullshit.
It's not.
If he is with you, I'm sure you could go. I'm sure you could get a meeting with a queen, perhaps a podcast from Buckingham Palace. Maybe keep up the great work, guys. Pip pip cheerio, Governor's Tom.
Okay, all right. We got a couple more. Let me get this one. I'll read it.
Damn good British accent, dude.
Thank you.
Well, in all fairness, he did drop out a few times.
Yeah,
all right. Let me get this one. Here we go. The address is simply not on the podcast network, a secret location in West Hollywood, California. Dear Big Three, first of all, big ups to Rucka Rucka Ali and to all the knuckles listening. Then he goes on. I have two questions for Perry. Okay, so listen up here. These are two questions for you. And if he answers them both satisfactorily, then he gets the entire $10. With that kind of money, Perry can afford to take Sheba out for a nice In-N-Out burger dinner.
Dead.
Classy. Yeah, she is dead. If Perry doesn't get a decent answer, then the entire $10 goes to Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello.
My first question involves Occupy Randy's mouth. Who came first?
What the fuck is going on here?
Who came first, Perry or Randy?
He sucked my dick. He swallowed my dick. Then I jerked him off, okay?
So after you came, you then jerked him off?
Yes.
Was it tough to be aroused enough to jerk him off after you had done that?
Look.
Yeah, you were in ecstasy. You were just lying there. Oh, it felt so good.
It didn't feel good. It was disgusting.
Okay.
You know, look, you guys are fucking grossing
I'm
me out.
I'm not grossing you out. I'm reading this right off the letter.
You just kind of read it right off the letter, Jared.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
It's all right, sick. It's disgusting. Change the fucking subject.
All right, let's get to a second.
I want nothing to do with this fucking faggot bullshit.
Let's get to a
Any
second question.
More.
Okay, let's get to a second
God,
question.
You guys are
Perry,
fucking homos.
Stop. Nobody's
Let the guy read the letter, dude.
Jeez, oh, man. Guys, He's giving us a $10 shout-out. Take it easy on him. Perry is based on the fact that you consider yourself to be a movie actor, even though you've only been in one movie.
I've been in hundreds of fucking movies, you cunt cocksucker. Look at my goddamn resume online, you fucking pile of shit.
Perry, take it easy. You're in the hospital after a severe neck injury.
This is why he's my anger manager. Look how good he does it.
Okay, mellow out. Using that logic, doesn't the fact that you've only had sex with one guy make you gay? Technically, it was two acts of gay sex, since you and Randy...
20 fucking years ago!
All right, but what he's saying is, technically, it was two acts of gay sex, since you and Randy each gave each other orgasms.
20 fucking years ago!
Then he signed it, sincerely, I feel vibrations. All right. Anything else you'd like to say to him?
It's over!
Okay. Now, here's the last one. Mo, why don't you read this one?
Oh,
it's a big package, this one.
Package.
Who's it from?
Oh, yeah, it's embossed.
Is there anything else in there?
It's embossed. Look, it's from Bowers, Coast, and Fisher. And there's a letter that begins, Dear Big Three, being three big fans of yours, you can imagine the level of heartbreak we felt when we heard the Scaremaster had passed during complications from AIDS treatment. Obviously,
AIDS treatment.
This happened, but we wanted to cover their bases. We went around to family, friends, and co-workers and managed to raise $300, which we've donated in Perry's name to an organization we felt best represented him, the Alliance for Homosexual Italian Americans. We know if the Scaremaster is still alive, he would be honored to have his name associated with this organization. As always, we have each placed $10 for a shout-out to be divided accordingly. The passing of Mr. Caramello, we ask that Dan Barney give Perry's portion to Terrifying Tim as logical replacement.
Fuck.
Now, in the event we are mistaken, Mr. Caramello is still alive. Would he mind proving to all his fans he truly is back with his world-famous rendition of Back in Black? From three big fans, Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Well,
I don't have AIDS.
Get a photo of this. What? So this is very interesting.
What is it?
Oh, in loving memory of Perry of Caramello. And that's 1963 to 2011.
What the fuck?
And then it's that picture of you.
It's that picture of you.
All right.
Wait a second. Give me that fucking photo.
It's right. You eating a fudge bar or something.
I was not
actually
sucking.
That may be him sucking a cock.
That I did not do.
Well, it's a
however
right
the
there.
Fuck they fucking made that.
Let me get
let
it.
Me see
no,
that
let me get rid of it. You don't want to have this in the
How
hospital.
In the fuck did they get something like that?
I don't know.
Done like that.
Strange.
That's all done at your house.
All right.
You did that.
Give me that fucking
wait
picture.
Wait a minute. You were sucking cock at my house?
I never sucked. I don't know how the fuck you
all right. Then let me get rid of this.
How in the fuck did you customly make a picture?
I didn't do this.
And there's something else here from Bryce Coast and Fisher. It is for his contribution to the advancement of homosexual Italian Americans. A donation.
Oh, Christ.
$300 has been made in memory of Perry F. Caramello. That's really nice, man.
Oh, that is nice. But
that's pretty nice.
Well, you're not dead, so that's the positive thing. Let
you're
me get rid of this.
Single-handedly funding that organization.
How in the fuck did you make a picture
what do you
with a dick in my mouth? How?
Is that the end of $10 shout-out?
Not yet, but...
How?
I didn't do it.
How did the... It was computer-grafted... to make it look like I was sucking dick.
Okay, then that's what they did. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, let's see how much money. We got 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, $120 in $10 shout-outs. This is for a Christmas gift for Perry. God bless you. And here, you want us to hold on to the money?
I'll take the money now.
You really think that's the wise thing to do?
You want to put it in the bathroom like a tip for the housekeeper?
No. It'll go in my wallet.
Oh, you got a wallet here?
Yes.
Then there you go, $120.
$120.
Where's your fanny pack? Is it over here?
It's here.
Here, can we get into it?
I'll get into it.
We'll bring it over to you.
I'll get into it.
Tell me, is that the end? Grab it.
Where is it? It's in the one bag.
Is that the end of $10?
No, right here.
And that was today's $10 shout out.
Thank you.
$10 shout out.
Give me the bag.
Oh, whoa, look. Who's calling?
Who?
Hello, young lovers, wherever you are. Do you know who's calling you?
Hey, it's Mr. Adams.
Hey. That's right. Is everybody visiting Scaremaster in hospital?
Yeah, we're here visiting.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. I imagine you're just lying there, just resplendent in your scrotum as Sean. Is it Sean? Did you shave yourself?
Yeah, he's all shaved up.
And have you been getting sponge baths?
Yeah, I did. Name Martha.
Oh, Martha, and how is that working out?
Awesome.
Yeah, you got her all upset and she won't do it anymore.
Well, that's to be expected. Anywho, listen, I wanted to just wish you a speedy recovery and the happiest of happy Christmases. I'm heading down to the little boy's orphanage to read them some tales of the glory of Christmases long ago.
Thank you.
Like when?
Back in the 80s when the baths were still happening. Anywho, listen, very happiest of holiday.
What about a joke? Do a joke.
Yes. All right, Mo. All right. One quick joke. Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
He had low self-esteem.
Quite right. Jolly Christmas all and a happy new year.
Same to you, Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Wow, I did not think we would hear from John Quincy Adams here in the hospital. Crazy. Well, you know what? All right, we're going to wrap it up with our mole play. But before we get to that... Because this podcast will be the last one that we do in 2011, I wanted to pay tribute to someone that we lost this past year. He became a good friend of the show. He always asked me about the podcast itself, and he came on when we lost Mole, when Mole went over to Rio. He came on the show to help investigate the case. It was a very good friend of mine, Uncle Frank Potenza, and I met him on Jimmy Kimmel Live, but... I became his real friend, and a lot of people loved him, including myself, and I just wanted to say, we miss you, Uncle Frank. You remember Uncle Frank, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That brought...
Very sad to know that he passed away. He was a very nice guy over at Jimmy Kimmel Live.
He was a great guy.
He was a great guy.
Sharp guy, too, wasn't he?
Well, very sharp guy. You guys over there that Scaremaster didn't sue.
That's a good point.
You know, I don't even want to get into that anymore.
Oh, just forget about it, huh?
Yeah, let me take a photo.
Yeah, put that back. Put that back over there.
What are you doing?
Mary Jane.
Mole. Where'd it go?
Mary Jane. Sorry. Let Mary Jane take it.
Whoa.
It. Thank you.
All right. To kind of wrap things up on this Christmas... I think that it's time once again to do the best thing that we do on this show. It's time again for a little mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
All right, now if you've never heard a show before and you don't know what's going on here, Mole Play is an improv game that is played here on the podcast where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he'll take something that we've talked about on the show already. He'll then cast the scene and then he'll direct it. So Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, tonight we're going to do a very special Mole Play.
Hold on, before you get to that, I was wondering this. Do you have to say something before we start that, or is that completely done?
No, not about the board game anymore. But there is a new Mole Play video game that's being tested, and it has caused some epileptic seizures in some kids.
Oh, my God. Back in China.
Thank you. Okay, tonight's Mole Play takes us to a Christmas miracle in Scary Perry's hospital room. Yes, it's Christmas Eve, and the Scaremaster is lying in bed feeling blue when... Walking down the hall, whistling a happy tune, is none other than Martha,
who's been avoiding him for the last week and a half that he's been in the hospital, ever since he made inappropriate advances on her while she was giving him a sponge bath in his genital area. But tonight, Christmas Eve, the Scaremaster's genitals smell really bad, and Martha can tell he needs a sponge bath.
Hi.
Oh,
hi. We're just finishing up.
You want to be part of Mole Play?
No, it's okay.
No, what's your name?
My name is Valentino.
Hi, Valentino Rudolph? I bet you get that, don't you? Come on in for a sec.
Yeah, I've got a chicken, vital signs.
You got chicken?
He's
got
to check my vital signs.
Check his vital.
You got to check the vital signs? Okay.
Just come on in.
Hey, by the way, there was a rumor, and maybe you can tell us this. We work as a group.
And we talk about our own personal lives and pop culture.
Right. Oh. But about his personal life, a lot of people have been starting a rumor online.
A gay rumor online saying I had AIDS. Now tell these guys I don't have AIDS in my blood.
No.
You're absolutely positive.
No.
Well, there it is. It's all cleared up then.
No.
Tell them straight out that my blood is clean.
Right. He had was HIV denial.
No.
So it is official then. Now, are we in your way?
Check out the vital signs first.
Yeah, don't just...
Okay, why don't you check up the vital signs?
Okay, we'll go on with mole play.
Yeah.
Do you want to do mole play right now?
Yeah, he's checking the vital. Let him check the vital signs and we'll start the mole play.
I think that mole play should be done after the vital signs have been checked.
Well, you could do the vital signs. Like, can he check your blood pressure? Show Dan how to do it.
All right, what are we checking now? What are you doing right now?
Vital sign, blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Okay.
Oxygen.
And so Valentino will tell us what's going on. He's putting something on his finger. I've never seen this before. How long have they been doing this?
7 years.
7 years.
Valentino, is there, for the kind of surgery that the Scaremaster had, was there any reason he needed to shave his genitals?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For his neck surgery?
Hey, maybe you can fill in the blanks. There's a nurse named Martha here, right? Will she not come in here because of the way he treated her?
No, I do not do that. I do not do that.
Okay. You don't know what the hell's going on at all, do you? All right, so do you need to come in? Are you done here?
You want some Armenian pickles?
Do you recognize him from the movie Windy City Heat? You know him?
No.
You've never seen Windy City Heat?
Safe.
No, I'm not
fond of watching TV.
You know he's the star of that movie?
No, I don't know.
Die Hard 2? Do you ever see Die Hard 2?
Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Oh.
He wasn't in Die Hard.
Oh, well. Windy City Heat, he's definitely in.
Oh, okay.
Could I get a cortisone shot?
I don't know.
What are you doing for Christmas, Valentino? Do you got to work?
Yeah, I'm going to work. I'm on speed, girl.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. See you later, Valentino. That was Valentino, everybody.
Thanks, Valentino.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, shut the door. He hates you for some reason. Why do you think that is?
He doesn't hate me.
Did you hit on him like you did to Martha?
Would you shut up?
He does. All right, let's get back to mole play.
Walking down the hall is Martha. She's got the holiday spirit, and she smells something, and it's the Scaremaster's stinky genitals that need a good sponge bath. Martha knows that Scaremaster said some inappropriate things, but it's Christmas Eve, and he's ready to make amends, and she's ready to make amends. She walks through the door with her soapy rag, and we'll see if Scaremaster can convince the beautiful nurse Martha to wash his disgusting genitals and mole play.
Well, hello, Mr. Caravello. It's me, Martha. Are you awake?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry about what happened the last time we were in here, and I was touching that Italian noodle of yours.
Okay.
Well, it's time for a sponge bath. Is it okay if I help you out?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see how we're doing here. Whoa.
Get the fuck out of here.
There you go. Let's see what we got there. Whoa. That looks yummy. Merry Christmas, Mr. Caravello.
Stop.
Who's a ticklish broken neck victim? What's the matter?
No.
Scaremaster explains to her that he's a Javajo and doesn't celebrate Christmas.
You know better than to do this with me right now.
Why?
Okay. Because I'm in the hospital. And I need to relax. I just can't get revved up. Okay?
So that's the end of mole play?
Thank you.
And that was mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
I thought he did a real good job.
You were convinced he's Martha, and I do think he seduced you with his Jabba-ho eyes.
But he didn't really. Well, I guess that's it then.
Unless Scaremaster wants to sing Back in Black.
You can't sing.
No, I can't sing any fucking songs.
Yeah, but that never stopped you before.
Shut up.
Perry, if I can say something. I was very upset when Nick called me and told me that you had the blood clot. I was very, very frightened for you. And I'm really, really glad you're okay.
Thank you.
I mean,
this is the starting process of my healing. I mean, you know, you guys are trying to rush me on things right now.
No, we're not. We're not.
No, but if you could be back, if you could get some skateboarding footage before Christmas, that would be awesome.
Skateboarding footage before Christmas?
That's in 2 days.
It's not going to happen.
Not with that attitude.
To kind of close this out, it has been kind of a Christmas miracle. You could have been gone, but you're here with us. I say we put her there. Big three. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at Simply Don on Facebook.
It's Game Masters and Kaiser Permanente.
It's at Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A V is in victory, double L-O.
Walter Molininski. Don't forget, American Hero, who's very close to the show.
I need my pee bottle.
You're going to pee in front of us? Also, American Hero, Tim Propedic, of course. What are you doing, Mole?
We're going to get out of here. He's going to pee in front of
us. Are you going to pee in front of us? How bad?
What? Give me.
Let's get one hand in. One quick big thing. Come on.
Three. Also, on Twitter, it's Simply Don One, and you are, what is it?
Twitter on you?
Scary Perry, when I...
Okay, until next time, we'll see you at the beginning of the new year. For now, goodbye and happy holidays.
Goodbye, everybody. See you, Scare Master. My goodness, buddy.
TPN, Simply Done.